$20 certificate for only $14. What you do is you click on WRJN.com. Click on the Big Deals tab. The big deal of the day, twice a week. Save 50% on all kinds of food services and merchandise.
Meteorologist Rodney Price, quite a bit of sunshine around the area for today, and light west winds as highs top out in the upper 70s. A few clouds around tonight, lows in the lower 60s. Partly sunny skies for your Monday. West winds turning to the south, highs in the upper 70s. It's 69 at our studios.
Light is fading, your hands are sore, and the last tool has been put away. Now is the time to feel the satisfaction that comes with a job well done. But when you get your tools from Harbor Freight, something about the job feels a little different. Your wallet. Because we believe that everyone deserves hardworking tools at hardworking prices. And that's what we have here. So, whatever you do, do it for less at Harbor Freight.
America's most respected newscaster of the 20th century and beyond had his home on WRJN for 56 years, and he was proud to be here. Listen.
With all of the changes in the broadcasting industry, mergers and new owners, shuffled formats and automation, it is nice today to salute the call letters and the principles and the policies of WRJN in Racine.
Now you can hear archived episodes of Paul Harvey and the rest of the story twice each weekday on WRJN at 7:25 in the morning with Don Rosen and at 12:05 with Cindy Huber. Not only timeless hits, but now timeless wisdom from Paul Harvey on
WRJN in Racine.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Music of the Stars, WRJN, Racine, Wisconsin, at 1400 AM, 99.1 FM, and 98.1 in Kenosha. Sheena Easton. All aboard!
1800
of the story. It was summertime in Kansas City, Missouri. A 9-year young Wally was on the porch playing with the toys gathered there. Nothing could have fascinated the youngster more. His favorites were a wind-up car, which he could make go very fast up and down the planking, and a toy train with all sorts of cars between the engine and the caboose. Yes, the train was his most favorite of all. But there was just one thing about the toys on the porch. They were not Wally's. Neither was the porch, nor the home to which it belonged. The people who lived in that house, including the child who truly owned those toys, Wally had never met. Wally had never wanted to leave the farm. It was all his father's idea. With the money left over from auctioning the property, Dad bought a newspaper delivery route. The paper was the Kansas City Star, and the price of the route at $3 per customer was $6,000. So Wally's dad was demanding of his delivery boys, most of all Wally himself. While the other fellows earned $3 a week, Wally, for the same and sometimes more work, received nothing. "I feed and clothe you," was Dad's excuse to his son. There were two deliveries a day, the Morning Times and the Evening Star. It meant getting up at 3:30 every morning and venturing out in pouring rain or blinding blizzard. It meant depositing each paper inside the storm door in damp or winter weather. It meant placing each paper under a brick when there was the slightest wind. To discourage his delivery boys from flinging their newspapers, Wally's father forbade the use of bicycles, and so it was that Wally would trudge through his route of many dozens of houses carrying his papers in a sack, seeing all of those homes much grander than his own up close, because the family was anything but well off. Wally got only practical presents for birthdays and Christmases, clothing and the like, never any toys. So when Wally came to this one particular house on his newspaper route, he would always hesitate for a long moment, gaze up at the wide porch and the big front door with a tinge of longing. Some very fortunate youngster lived in that house, Wally could tell, for occasionally during spring and summer mornings, the child's toys would be left out on the porch. Out of convenience or neglect, marvelous toys, miniature cars and trains, and so, whenever he felt particularly bold, little Wally, who had no toys of his own, would stop and play in the dawn's early light just for a while, and then he would carefully leave the toys in precisely the same positions in which he had found them. Someday he promised himself he'd have a toy train like the one that belonged to the little boy he'd never met, even if he had to grow up to get one. One day Wally grew up, and because he did, each generation of children ever since has had a happier, more wonder-filled childhood. For those who knew anything about him personally, knew that Wally, cartoonist and creator of the world's most fabulous amusement parks, Walt Disney, had a particular passion for miniature trains. And now,
thank you.
Disney song. Sammy Kay, Don Cornell, and the Three Cadets.
Little Toot was just a tug, just a happy harbor tug. And he came from a line of tugboats, fine and strong. But it seems that little Toot, he simply didn't give the hoot. Though he tried to be good, he just could not behave. He's cute as a bug, the chuggy little tug called Little Toot. He's got the goat of every boat afloat with his little toot. He liked to play out in the bay. He thought work was a joke. And he annoyed the freighters with his big uraters and his big black puffs of smoke. They called him a kid. The other tugboats didn't give a hoot for Little Toot. He got so mad, felt so very bad, he snapped his snoot.
He said, oh, shoot.
A ship in distress came into view. All by himself, he made the rescue.
Now the other tugboats stand around and root. They root for Little Toot.
Chug, 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 heave-ho, my lad. Be a big toot just like your dad. Chug, 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 full steam ahead. Puff and burn your bread.
The tugboats didn't give a hoot for Little Toot. He got so mad, felt so very bad, he snuffed his snoot.
He said, oh, shoot.
A ship in distress came into view. All by himself, he made the rescue.
Now the other tugboats stand around and root. They root for Little Toot.
Sammy Kay, 1947. Here's Mickey Rooney.
I want you to listen to me, because I'm going to lay this story down on you right now. Everybody's got a story. Listen to mine. I'm not the kind who's ever been ambitious. There's not a single plan I want to try. When the flowers start to bloom, I stand back and give them room. A lover of the simple things am I. I wouldn't chase a fortune round the corner. Suits me fine when I'm just getting by. But when the sun begins to shine, you'll find that I'm the first in line. A lover of the simple things am I. To work a little and play a little has always been my. Seeking inspiration. I have no dream. dream I want this world to buy. When a robin's breaking free, feel there goes a part of me, a lover of a simple things. Am I? It's all the truth, baby. The simple truth, mama. Just listen. Why should I go chasing things I don't really need? I'm not a poet seeking inspiration. No dreams I want this world to buy. When a robin's breaking free, I feel there goes a part of me, a lover of a simple things. Am I a lover of the simple things? Take it, Mama.
Mickey Rooney. I was so talented. I saw him in Milwaukee at a celebrity auction. Shortly after that, he passed. Mickey, what a story. Highest paid guy in Hollywood during his heyday. Well, highest paid actor, performer. Mickey was in a picture I saw by accident because I didn't find a whole lot of excitement in the title, Senior Trip, watching television, and it looked like a cheap made-for-TV comedy. Well, it was low budget, but the picture was very deep, very profound, and I really want to recommend it. If you get a chance to watch Senior Trip, never mind the title, 1981, try to catch it. And Mickey's in it, and he says a very dramatic part, very good. And this tune is in it.
The eye of the beholder, looking inwardly, will find that its image is reflected in the mirrors of the mind. And the eye that's growing older seeks to find identity in reflections of reflections, which of them is really me? Which of them is really me? Which of them is really me?
Story about a group of graduating high school students from some Midwestern high school. They go to New York City on a trip to celebrate, well, to remember the impending end of their school years. One of the kids is an ambitious teenager. He's trying to be an executive, big business, high tech. Another kid wants to be a musical star performer. Rock and roll. And then there's a co-ed. She wants to be an actress on Broadway. Then there's a kid who just wants to be a Lothario, looking to hook up with any big city woman to be with. Mickey Rooney appears as himself. I really like this picture. Senior Trip, 1981.
Someone's eye will see the forest. Someone else will see the trees.
The scene is always different, just depending who you are. Someone's eye will see the darkness. Someone else will see the stars.
When I see the summer sunshine, sees the city's canyon,
while another sees the stream.
When I sees a field of flowers,
while another sees the wind.
When I sees the crying baby,
when I sees humanity.
When I am the beholder, looking inwardly will fall.
Of them is really me.
Which of them is really me?
Which of them is really me?
Stars. Joe Harnell wrote that. Great stuff on television and radio. He directed the Mike Douglas Show. He wrote The Bionic Woman, The Incredible Hulk. Got an Emmy. 1982 for V. Wrote his own book called Counterpoint. Oh, almost 20 easy listening albums. He arranged Fly Me to the Moon, Joe Harnell. Sometime when things go bad, they get better afterward, like well, in 1962, Joe Harnell was hurt badly in a car crash, and he recovered. But at that time, Cap Records decided to help him and said, would you, while you're laid up, would you write some potential hits in Bossa Nova? This is music from Peyton Place. This was very controversial for some reason. I never understood that. With what you hear now. Franz Waxman wrote it. It's a good song for summer. Rosie Clooney.
They say that the seasons are four. They come and they go by my door, but nobody knows, and no calendar shows the season. They say that the seasons are four, but you and I know there are more, and best of them all is the one that we call the wonderful season. They say that the seasons are four, but you and I know there are more, and best of them all is the one that we call the wonderful season. Franz Waxman, Peyton Place. 1957. It's the movie that moms told her little daughters not to go to. I never understood that. Thank you. quite a year for Hollywood. 1957, Sayonara. That was the Christmas attraction, Radio City. And Peyton Place had just opened at the late lamented Roxy Theater. None of those scores that you just heard, nothing nominated for an Academy Award. It what won was a march that had been written decades earlier, Malcolm Arnold, The Bridge Over the River Kwai, and that score won, based on Colonel Bogey. Spirit of St. Louis, oh, Peyton Place, that was the most anticipated movie of the year. Everybody thought there would be a lot of, No, there wasn't. Don't kid yourself. But the music, yeah, with Franz Waxman, they don't get any better. He convinced Lana Turner to be a mother. Diane Varsi was her daughter. Hey, David Nelson was in it. Russ Tamblyn. And Lauren Green, one of his first pictures. Understood the fuss behind the picture. It was condemned by the Legion of Decency. Go figure.
There is a place I long to go, and I confess it's Peyton Place. They've got a brand new meaning for togetherness in Peyton Place. You should go there if you are feeling lost and lonely. As you drive into town, it says for adults only. Peyton Place, that's where you'll find me. Leaving my qualms behind me, I'm gonna run away from here and make my home in Peyton Place. Peyton Place. They've got their own decline and fall of ancient Rome in Peyton Place. Everyone's moral fiber's in complete decay there. They've got a problem cleaning up the PTA there. Peyton Place, USA. Everyone walks around the square so overjoyed in Peyton Place. That's where they put the statue up of Sigmund Freud in Peyton Place. They've got a new library there, but here's the snapper. Every book in it's covered in a plain brown wrapper. Peyton Place, where the good life is, depending where your wife is. Nobody's got an overdose of scruples down in Peyton Place. All of the teachers learn things from their pupils down in Peyton Place. There is a faithful husband there, you ought to see him. He is the main exhibit in the town museum. Peyton Place, USA. They're giving promiscuity a real bad name in Peyton Place. That is where Spin the Bottle is an adult game in Peyton Place. And if you care to know just how their evenings go there, nobody's ever seen the Johnny Carson show there. Peyton Place, USA, my kind of town.
Jim Sherman of Chicago. Broadway show all about Alan Sherman. And if it comes around again, I'll be there. Missed it the first time. Here's Alan.
There are songs about Chicago and New York and old L.A. And some guy named Bennett sang of San Francisco by the bay. But I've got to sing a song for the only town I long for. There is a place I long to go, and I confess it's Peyton Place. Got a brand new meaning for togetherness in Peyton Place. I don't know if it's in New York or Pennsylvania. All I know is it's not too far from nymphomania. Peyton Place. I've gotta go there. No one tells you no there. Everyone's moral fiber is corroding down in Peyton Place. That's why the population is exploding down in Peyton Place. Nobody knows exactly what his family tree is. Your father would tell you, but you can't be sure who he is in Peyton Place. USA. Everyone walks around the square so overjoyed in Peyton Place. That's where they put the statue up of Sigmund Freud in Peyton Place. They've got a new library there, but here's the snapper. Every book in it's covered with a plain brown wrapper. Peyton Place. It's hallowed ground there. People fool around there. Nobody's got the slightest inhibition down in Peyton Place. Everyone's in a delicate condition down in Peyton Place. Somebody just put up a fancy new motel there with a big neon sign that flashes, what the hell there? Peyton Place, USA. During the day, the folks are busy making friends in Peyton Place. When I say making friends, I mean they're making friends in Peyton Place. And if you care to know just how their evenings go, nobody's ever seen the Johnny Carson show in Peyton Place. USA, my kind of town. That's Peyton Place. USA.
One more time. Quickly, one more time. Real quick. One more time.
It's the choreography that poops me out. Everything's up to date and very swanky down in Peyton Place. The principal industry is hanky-panky down in Peyton Place. One lady rang my doorbell who was quite enthralling, standing there naked saying, "Bong bong, Avon calling." Peyton Place. Is depending where your wife is. See, come and see what they're making in the old town mill in Peyton Place. See the ancestral residence of Fanny Hill in Peyton Place. I just moved in there recently and I'm not bragging, but you should see what they give you from the welcome wagon. USA. There is a big investigation underway in Peyton Place. They're having trouble cleaning up the PTA in Peyton Place. Far be it from me to criticize the youth, but really, you can fit all the virgins in an Austin Healey in Peyton Place. USA, my kind of town. That's Peyton Place, USA.
Sherman, music of the star.
Voices ringing. They
seem to say, you have stolen her heart.
You have stolen her heart.
Now don't go away. As we sang love's old sweet songs on Moonlight Bay,
for Mick. Suzanne Buer, Mike Corda wrote that. Jane Russell. Next up.
When love goes wrong, nothing goes right. This one thing, When love goes wrong, a man takes flight, and women get uppity, oh. The sun don't beam, the moon don't shine, the tide don't ebb and flow. Strike, a match won't light. When love goes wrong, nothing goes right. The blues all gather round you, and day is dark as night. A man is fit to live with, and a woman's a sorry sight. A fright, a terrible sight. A man goes out, gets high as a kite. Love is something you just can't fight. You can't fight it, honey, you can't fight it. When love goes wrong, nothing. No vows, honey, just 8 bars and R. Nothing goes wrong.
The star. Jane Russell lived in Naples, Florida, sang in a church choir every morning. Had one album. It's called Pamper Me. What a talent. Started up a gospel vocal group in the 50s with her friends. They did make an album with the group, Make a Joyful Noise. She did a lot of devotional music. Eventually, that quartet shrunk down to a duo. They continued to play and sing all the way through the 60s. This is Josh Jern. A small hit with this. It's based on a football movie. Called Brian's Song, but there are lyrics. Great tune.
if the hands of time were hands that I could hold, I'd keep them warm and in my hands they'd not turn cold. Hand in hand we'd choose the moments that should last, the lovely moments that should have no future and no past.